From KQED News, I'm Natalia Navarro. Bay Area transit agencies are expressing alarm that the current state budget proposals fail to address their imminent financial crisis. KQED's Dan Brecky reports.
For months, transit operators have pleaded with Governor Newsom and the legislature for help in heading off huge pandemic-related budget deficits and deep service cuts. Now, BART says the state is facing a, quote, do-or-die decision point on transit funding. BART Board President Janice Lee.
I'm incredibly concerned and I'm incredibly disappointed by the responses that I've heard from state legislators on this.
Legislative budget committees have moved to restore $2 billion in transit capital funding cut by the governor as the state deals with its own deficit. That's just a fraction of what agencies say they need. Little, if any, of that could be used for day-to-day operations. Muni Chief Jeffrey Tumblin says that without state help, the agency may have to begin cutting service this summer.
We'll simply be going into reverse and heading back into the really lousy muni service we had at the beginning of COVID, where seniors had to walk three times as far to get to a bus stop and where crowding was severe on our main lines.
San Francisco State Senator Scott Wiener says he's still optimistic the funding can be worked out.
But we're not guaranteed to get there. And so people need to keep the pressure on. We need to make sure that public transportation is prioritized and that we don't let it fall apart.
The legislature must pass the budget by June 15th. I'm Dan Brecky, KQED News.
And I'm Natalia Navarro.